Conclusion. Your next best step. Start with the basics. Well, Carrie, we have had a great discussion here around the streams of income and how an author doesn't have to be a poor, starving artist. An author can be a successful business person who is a smart author building streams of income through the content of the book. But it can sound like a lot. Right now, someone's like, all right, I listened to all that. Like, now what? I don't know whether to do an audiobook or a conference. Like, there's a lot of next steps that seem right. How can we bring it home for these people?
Well, first, we purposely came up with a 19th stream of income. So
a 19th stream of income.
It is because I'm always exploring, and there's something so fresh and so innovative, and it's hitting the market big time. But I didn't want to put it in the book yet because it's untested. And okay. Wow.
Uncharted territory here.
Yeah. And so for me not to put it in would have been reckless, because I honestly believe it's going to shift the entire world, not just books. I mean, literally, folks, bigger than the internet. And I know that sounds nutty, but once you see the 19th stream of income, you'll be like, whoa. So I want to encourage everyone to go grab the free chapter. I mean, it's free. It's hidden. It's secret, but it's free for you because you invested in this book. And they can get it at carrieoberbrunner.com/18book. So carrieoberbrunner.com/18book.
Love it.
And grab that. It's edgy. We actually experimented with it for this book, but because it's so new, innovative, cutting edge, volatile, they got to go there. But to wrap us up today.
Wow, that was like some hidden content. I love that. Right here in the conclusion, people think, oh, we're gonna wrap it up. Maybe I won't even listen to the conclusion. All right, I'll try it. And boom,
bonus Easter egg. That is the Easter egg of all Easter eggs.
Love it. You have found it. Congratulations, listener. You have found the bonus content right here at the beginning of the conclusion. But okay. Sure enough, let's conclude our discussion here and talk about the next steps for someone here in this position.
So the whole reason I'm passionate about this is because I know what it was to write in my day job. Like, I know, like 2003, 2004, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, first kid, second kid, third kid. While you have a day job, while I was a pastor, writing at 3 a.m. in the morning, waking up on a chair, looking at what I wrote and saying, oh my gosh, I don't even remember writing that thing. Like, I get it. And you can only do that so long before you burn out. And so for me, that's why I'm passionate about this, because, you know, Mike, our vision is 100 million souls ignited by 2030.
Yes.
And who knows, maybe someday someone will listen to this in 2031 and you can ask us, did we make it? but it's a big vision. And the only way I'm going to achieve 100 million souls ignited is if the author listening right now can actually devote their time, attention, passion, and energy to their next book. In other words, you're going to ignite the souls, but I'm going to take a little bit of that credit, because you're the one who gets the influence, impact, and income. But I get the satisfaction knowing that you're a soul on fire and your readers are now ignited. And I'm excited for that. So that's why I'm passionate about the 18 streams of income. It's not, oh, you know, I helped people get rich. Who cares? Or, hey, you know, people created courses. Who cares? It's, hey, people have enough money that they don't have to do their passion part-time in the margins of life. That's my big, big passion. So I want to encourage people, look, in the actual book, I help you with your next title and subtitle. I teach you how to pick the right title and subtitle. Or maybe you want to republish, Mike. You know, like someone here, by the way, you might not know this, The Journey Toward Relevance and The Fine Line, my two early books,
Yeah.
It's the same book. But I put a new title on it, added more. But that's what I'm talking about, because the title and the subtitle were better. So, you know, we talk about how to pick the right title, subtitle. Quick story. I mean, you can go to mybookhook.com and get the free course there, and I help you pick it. But additionally, I want everyone to map out their buyer's journey. Okay. And they might be like, whoa, that's deep. And that's deep for a conclusion, Carrie. Really, a buyer's journey just says three things. It says that your buyer has to become aware that they have a problem. So yes, even with fiction and nonfiction, they need to then consider your solution. And then they need to decide if your solution is right for them. If you can take a little deep dive and answer those three questions, how are my readers becoming aware that they have a problem? How am I presenting my solution? How can I lead them to make a decision? If you can start doing that through back ads in your book, through your audiobook intro, I mean, you're going to do an outro in a second, but we even included in our audiobook intro and outro part of the buyer's journey. Remember that, Mike, where you started and you said, you know, go to carryoverburner.com/18book.
18 book, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But the launch date, you know, never say TBA, to be announced, to be determined. I mean, you need to put a commitment and you need to make it real. And I would just encourage anyone, like, we are here for you. We actually exist, the Igniting Souls Publishing Agency. We exist to help ACEs, authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and speakers, write, publish, and market their book and turn it into 18 streams of income. Like I said that from memory, Mike, because it's my passion. And I would say, listen, if you need help, reach out to us. And then my only ask is share this. Like if you know an author, share this with them. Like get them on this 18 stream of income excitement, because that's really where things get exciting.
I love it. I one of my big takeaways from this conversation is that it's never over. The best of your book is never behind you. There's always more to do, more to grow, ways to repackage, ways to relaunch, and new products to create. That you've never peaked behind you. There's always new heights to climb. And also, Carrie, it's also exciting to see that you're not just teaching this. Like, this is what you've done, and it's what you continue to do. I mean, we just talked about how, you know, hey, you should put a call to action in the intro and outro of your audiobook. And here we go. I'm gonna read that here in a minute. And this is stuff that you are actually doing. It's not just concepts. It's how you go about your life, how you go about your business. And I know our listeners will be encouraged and inspired to embark on a journey of 18 streams themselves. So, Carrie, I appreciate our conversation. I know people here have been blessed and encouraged by it as well.
I had an absolute blast. One of my favorite topics. I'm finally glad I put it in a book. I'm glad Brenda told me to do that, because
many years in the making, man. But and now it finally exists, and I know many authors will be better for it. Fantastic.